Imagine pulling up to your house, rolling open the big door, and pushing your airplane straight into your garage. Not a storage unit, not a hangar across town, not some tie down you have to drive 30 minutes to reach your garage, the one attached to your kitchen, and then tomorrow morning you roll it back out, fire up the engine, and taxi down your street to the runway. That is not a fantasy. That is Tuesday in Spruce Creek, Florida. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And I have to tell you, I have been to a lot of places for this show. Air shows, backcountry strips, mountain airports, ramps carved out of wilderness. But nothing quite prepared me for what it feels like to stand in the middle of Spruce Creek fly-in community and realize that this is just where people live. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. I actually thought about Spruce Creek when I heard about these guys because this is a community of people who have organized their entire lives around flight. Every milestone matters here, every certificate, every rating, every first solo. Aviation Soul makes aviation challenge coins for all of it. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, commercial, ATP. Every step of the journey, you mark the moments that matter. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let me take you there. You find Spruce Creek by flying into the Daytona Beach area of Florida. Daytona Beach International is right there, but that's not where you want to land. What you want is Spruce Creek Airport Identifier 7 Florida Lima 6. And when you dial that in and start your approach, something immediately feels different. Because below you, instead of the usual collection of industrial buildings and FBO facilities you expect around an airport, you see houses, hundreds and hundreds of houses with pools and driveways and hangars attached to them. You're not imagining it. The runway at Spruce Creek is 4,000 feet of paved surface sitting inside one of the most remarkable pieces of real estate in the aviation world. The community covers about 1,400 acres. There are around 5,000 residents and roughly 700 aircraft based there. 700. The place is home to everything from light sport machines and little two-seat trainers to turboprops and high-performance twins. I saw Landcare Evolution on one ramp. There's a beautiful Beechcraft Bonanza that's been in the same family for decades, a TBM parked next to a 40-year-old Cessna 172, and none of these airplanes are in a shared hangar. They are in someone's garage. Literally someone's garage that is also their home. That is the thing that stops you cold when you first walk the streets here, because the streets are taxiways. I'm not kidding, the paved streets that wind through this community are published taxiways. People drive cars on them, yes, but they also taxi their airplanes on them. Right past the mailboxes, right past the kids playing in the yard. You look left and there's a cul-de-sac full of beautiful homes. You look right, and a Piper Saratoga is turning the corner to head toward the runway. It's perfectly ordinary to the people who live here. That's what gets you. A guy named Jim, who has lived in the community for almost 18 years, walked me around one afternoon and he just chuckles when he sees my face. He's seen that look 1,000 times. Visitors always look the same, he says. They just stop walking and they stare. Because your brain keeps trying to reconcile what it knows about neighborhoods and what it knows about airports, and those two things are not supposed to exist in the same place, and here they absolutely do. Jim has a Cessna 310 he bought 15 years ago. The airplane and his house share a wall. There's a door from his kitchen into his hangar. He says sometimes he goes out there in the evening just to sit in the airplane and think. I completely understand that. Spruce Creek got its start in the 1970s. The concept was not entirely new, even then. Residential air parks had been tried before in various forms, but Spruce Creek went big in a way nobody else had quite matched. Developers saw the land, saw the proximity to Daytona Beach, and built around the idea that there was a whole market of pilots who didn't just want to fly as a hobby. They wanted flying to be their life. They wanted to live the way the rest of the world lives, but with an airplane in the garage instead of a second car. It worked. The community grew. The homes got more elaborate, the aircraft mix got more impressive, and the culture that developed here is genuinely unlike anything else in general aviation. The streets are named like a pilot's vocabulary, taxiway names, aviation references woven into the addresses. You're not on Maple Lane, you're on approaches that curve past beautifully maintained homes, past neighbors who wave from their cockpits as they taxi past, past kids who have grown up thinking it's totally normal for a Cessna 400 to roll by while you're washing the car. And the community takes care of this place. That is one of the first things you notice. The airport is private, operated by the Spruce Creek Property Owners Association. Every resident has a stake in it. The runway is their runway. The taxiways are their streets. There's real pride here, and it shows the pavement is clean, the signage is clear, the grass is cut. This is not a struggling rural airstrip hoping someone will fix the windsock. This is a community that has poured decades of care into the infrastructure they all depend on. And the social life here is something else. There's a country club, there's golf, there's a restaurant, but the real social hub is the ramp. I walked out there late one afternoon and found six or seven guys just standing around one of the hangars, looking at an engine that was partially disassembled on a stand, arguing passionately and knowledgeably about whether a particular repair was the right call. These were not mechanics. Well, one of them was, but the others were a retired surgeon, an attorney, a former regional airline captain, and a guy who builds furniture for a living and has been flying for 40 years. That conversation could have gone on for hours. It probably did. That is Spruce Creek. It draws people who are serious about aviation, people who made life decisions based on flying, people who, when they were looking for a place to put down roots, asked first whether they could keep their airplane at home. Famous names have lived here over the years. John Travolta spent years as a Spruce Creek resident. He flew his own aircraft, taxied to the runway from his property, lived the life. His departure made news because that's how notable the community is. When a celebrity moves out, it's a story. But the current residents are quick to tell you that Spruce Creek was never really about celebrity. It's about pilots who found the place, understood what it was offering, and never left. The approach to Spruce Creek Airport itself is worth talking about. The runway runs roughly east-west, and depending on how you come in, you might have terrain to think about. But mostly the challenge is airspace management. Daytona Beach International is close, really close. You're working with Daytona approach on the way in. You're thinking about the Class Charlie. You're setting up your approach with a little more precision than you give a remote grass strip in the hills. This is busy airspace, even if the airport itself is private. But pilots here navigate it every day, multiple times a day. The regulars make it look effortless.
What strikes you about the flying culture inside the community is how much knowledge gets shared informally. You hear people talking about their recent flights at the restaurant. There's mentorship happening in the hangars, experienced pilots helping newer ones think through decisions. A woman named Patricia, who has been here for 12 years, told me she learned more in her first 6 months at Spruce Creek than she had in the previous 5 years of flying. Because you're surrounded by people who fly constantly and talk about flying constantly, the learning never stops. There are also regular community flyouts, groups of residents coordinating trips to nearby airports, breakfast runs to Ormond Beach or Flagler, weekend trips down to the Keys, informal formation flying, flyouts where 12 or 15 aircraft leave Spruce Creek together and head somewhere worth going. When you have hundreds of pilots all living in one place, the social flying culture becomes extraordinary. The hangar homes themselves are worth a story on their own. Some of them are enormous. I'm talking serious square footage, architectural design, beautiful finishes, and then attached to the back of all that is a climate-controlled hangar big enough for a twin. Some owners have multiple aircraft. Some have shops inside the hangar with tools and benches and parts cabinets that would make a professional mechanic jealous. One homeowner showed me his restoration project, a Grumman American Cheetah that he's been bringing back from rough shape over the past 4 years. He does the work himself after dinner in his own hangar 100 feet from his living room. The houses themselves range from modest to extraordinary. Some are simple, practical, built for a pilot who wanted the airport access and doesn't care about square footage. Others are genuinely stunning homes that happen to have a runway attached. The real estate market here moves on aviation logic. A house with a hangar that fits a large cabin twin is worth more than a house with a hangar that tops out at a Cessna 172. Buyers walk the hangar before they walk the kitchen.
If you're visiting rather than buying, the community does welcome guests. You fly in, you tie down on the visitor ramp, and you have access to the clubhouse and restaurant. I had lunch there on a Thursday afternoon and counted seven different conversations at neighboring tables that were entirely about flying, routes, weather, recent maintenance, upcoming trips. Nobody was talking about the news or sports or anything else. This is a monoculture in the best possible sense. Everyone here chose to be here for the same reason. One conversation I kept having was about what Spruce Creek does to the way you think about aviation. Multiple people told me some version of the same thing. When flying is woven into your daily life, when your airplane is not somewhere else that you have to go to, when it's right there, the threshold for flying drops, you fly more, you fly shorter trips that wouldn't have been worth the drive to the airport, you fly in the evening just to go somewhere for dinner. You fly on Tuesday afternoon because the weather is beautiful and there's nothing stopping you. The airplane becomes less of an event and more of a tool, and people here argue that this is how it was always supposed to be. That shift in mindset changes pilots. The hours build faster. The currency stays current. The decision-making sharpens because you're making real decisions constantly, not just on the weekends when you've reserved a rental and now feel pressure to fly no matter what. Patricia told me she has canceled more flights in the past 12 years than she ever did before she moved here, and she thinks that's actually a sign she's become a better pilot. Because it's easy to cancel when you're not burning a rental reservation. You just roll the hangar door closed and go back inside, and when the weather clears, you roll it open again.
I want to say that as an outsider, as someone who drove down to Spruce Creek for a visit and walked those taxiway streets for an afternoon and a morning, and most of another afternoon, the emotional weight of the place sneaks up on you. It started as just a curiosity, a famous air park, a novelty worth checking out. But by the time I was leaving, taxiing off the visitor ramp, I understood why people build their whole lives around this place. There's a guy, I'll call him Dave because that's actually his name, and he told me I could use it. Who moved to Spruce Creek 11 years ago after selling a business in the Midwest? He had his commercial certificate. He had a Beechcraft Baron he loved. And he sat down with his wife and they made a list of what they wanted the next chapter to look like. Warm weather, a community access to flying every single day. They found Spruce Creek on the internet. They flew down to look at it and they made an offer on a house before they flew home. Dave flies the Baron almost every day now. Some days it's 20 minutes just to stay current, and because the sky is too good to waste. Some days it's a trip to visit family in Tennessee. Sometimes he flies to Lakeland just to get breakfast and comes home by 10. He's logged more hours in the 11 years since moving to Spruce Creek than he did in the 20 years before it. He said to me, standing outside his hangar in the late afternoon light with the Baron sitting right there, he said, "I used to dream about flying, now I just fly." I didn't have a good response to that. I just kind of nodded and looked at his airplane and felt a little jealous in the best possible way. Spruce Creek is not accessible to everyone. The real estate is not cheap, and the lifestyle it offers requires a level of commitment to aviation that not everyone is ready to make. But as a destination, as a place to fly to and spend a few days experiencing what it looks like when a community organizes itself entirely around general aviation, it is absolutely worth the trip. Fly in, have lunch, walk the taxiways, watch the evening traffic as people get home from work and roll their airplanes into their garages. I got my information from talking to residents directly from the Spruce Creek Property Owners Association and from coverage in general aviation publications, including AOPA Pilot. More on this and every other destination we cover at RadioHangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go find an airport worth flying to. There are more of them than you think. Safe skies.